Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Have you tried every diet in the book just to not be able to lose weight? And you look at that treadmill that's got clothes hanging on it and you say, you know what, I'll do that once I start losing weight. You know, I'll do that once I get myself down just a little bit, and you come up with all kinds of reasons. Does diet alone work? Does exercise alone work? Do they work together the best? My guest is Dr. Brian Parr. He's Associate Professor of Exercise and Sports Science at the University of South Carolina, Aiken. Welcome to the show, Dr. Parr. So, diets, Mediterranean diet, paleo diet, low-carb diets. People try all of these, and then they say, I'll get there, and then I'll exercise.
Yeah, that's right. And it's important to note that a lot of people are following diets like this not simply to lose weight. They're doing it because they think it makes them healthier, right? So the Mediterranean diet is a classic example of this. People think, well, I'll start using more olive oil, and that's the Mediterranean diet, and that will make me healthier because people in the Mediterranean region eat more olive oil, and they tend to be healthier than you know, Americans typically might be. And I think that that's missing half the point, because those original studies that showed that the Mediterranean diet was so healthy were, first of all, done decades ago. And I think what the typical Mediterranean person eats now is probably different than it was back then. But they were also, those people tend to be more active. And so just following the diet part of the Mediterranean diet is really missing the whole physical activity component that's more common in that region that leads to health as well.
Okay, so, you know, and as you say, in those regions, people tend to be healthier also because they're walking more. You know, they don't take public transportation as much. Maybe they drink a little red wine, or maybe their stress levels are not as high. There could be a myriad of reasons.
Sure,
but,
sure.
You know, people look at all these different diets, Dr. Parr, and they say, okay, low-carb diet, boom, that's going to work. And yet, then if they are exercising, are they doing their muscles more damage than good?
Yeah, so that's a good question. Low-carb diets are very popular to help people lose weight, in large part because a lot of our calories come from carbohydrates, in particular refined carbohydrates and added sugars. So cutting out those kind of foods really does have a big impact on the number of calories we eat each day, which can lead to a lot of weight loss, which is why those diets are so effective and popular. The low carbohydrate aspect for most people is a real problem. It would be a problem if someone were an athlete, say a competitive athlete, who needed carbohydrates to perform. So, you know, I'm aware of athletes who, in an effort to lose weight, will follow one of these diets. But the downside is not eating as many carbohydrates might mean that their carbohydrate stores in their body could be too low to fuel their training sessions and their workouts.
And also people confuse carbohydrates, Dr. Parr. They think, oh, well, I'm not allowed to eat a vegetable. And I never heard anybody getting fat on vegetables, really.
Yeah.
You know, or I have to really stay away from these grains or, you know, this brown rice. But I don't think if you're, you know, not eating, as you say, the refined carbs and the bleached flours and the white sugar, that's the stuff that's really nailing us. So do you, if you had to choose between just dieting or just exercise, which would you choose?
Oh, my gosh. So that's a good question, right? I think it depends on what the person is trying to do. Are they trying to lose a lot of weight, to lose a lot of fat? I think if someone's trying to lose 20, 30 or more pounds, the quickest way to get that done is through a strict diet. I think, though, that lasting weight loss really isn't going to work unless people are exercising regularly. And I think that weight loss may help people lose weight, but without the exercise going with it, I'm not sure how much that would really improve their overall health.
Okay, so, I mean, diets can work on weight loss, and they can work on, you know, even cholesterol levels and such, but if you really want to get yourself feeling better, in shape, you know, all of those things, stress levels down, then the exercise is really king.
It is. And a lot of people now talk about metabolic health, which is kind of looking at your overall physiology, your glucose tolerance and your insulin levels and all sorts of different physiological measurements of health. And what's really clear is that losing weight can help improve that, but exercise and physical activity can have an equally great role. And doing one and not the other doesn't really give people the improvements that they might expect. It really does require both to get the biggest benefits.
It does require both. And mm-hmm. if you were to give people your best advice about exercise and diet and combining them, I like to tell people, Dr. Parr, to journal. That's mm-hmm. my first best diet advice I love. And to then read to yourself in the mirror every night what you have journaled, because that's not easy to do. And to be honest with yourself, and then to sort of also journal your exercise and keep track of what you're doing, because that makes you really not only accountable to no one but yourself, but aware. People aren't aware of what they put in their mouths, and they're not aware of the activity level that they get.
You're absolutely right. Almost every time I have someone do a food record and analyze it for them, they are shocked by what they eat. And they'll say, I wasn't aware I ate that much. And I think you're absolutely right. Keeping track in some way, whether it's writing it down in a journal, whether it's using one of the new apps or online resources that are available, I think that keeping track is really critical. It allows people to see why things are working when things are going well, and it allows people to understand what didn't work when things aren't going well.
That's right. It does. It gives you that ability to take stock of what you've done and say, okay, this is what isn't working. So I might need to, you know, cut back. I'm eating that dessert every night after dinner because I feel I deserve it. You know, maybe I need to look at the amount of wine that I'm having at night, or, you know, any number of those kinds of things. And then maybe upping the exercise a little bit, you know, maybe taking it to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also, keeping track, especially of exercise, allows people to see how much they improve. One of the things that's especially motivating for people is when they can see how well they're doing. And if someone keeps track of what they're doing and can look back and say, wow, you know, I used to start out being only able to do 20 minutes on the treadmill, and now I'm doing 40 minutes followed by another 20 minutes on the elliptical, that's good motivation. That's good feedback to have.
Sure. And another thing I like to tell people, and especially if you're trying to help others in your family lose weight, is get pedometers, because that does help you keep track. You can always even make it a competition, and whoever wins the most steps that week gets to pick the movie you all go to or the activity that you all do together.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Pedometers are great for giving feedback. You can see along the course of the day how you're doing. Are you as active as you need to be? I know myself, days when I'm in my office a lot, I look at my pedometer halfway through the day and I'm a little embarrassed. So I get myself out of my desk chair and go for a walk around campus before I do my next thing.
That's exactly what I'm going through myself, yeah. Dr. Parr. I look at my pedometer and I say, geez, you know, I've been sitting here at this microphone or this computer for so long. I need to get up and I need to go out and get a good long walk. And it is hard when people have to work. But in the last minute, wrap up diet and exercise alone, together, what works best, your best advice.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of good reasons why people should want to modify their diets. I think that some of the most popular diets, Mediterranean diet, paleo diet, for example, following those are good ways to help improve what people eat and can help make them more healthy. But unless they're also physically active and participating in regular exercise, they're missing out on some of the big benefits of the Mediterranean lifestyle that's so consistent with health, or the paleo lifestyle, right? People will say, well, the paleo diet's so good, if I eat like a caveman, cavemen didn't have heart attacks, so I won't either. And what they're forgetting is that cavemen also moved a lot, right? They didn't sit on the couch and watch TV.
They had to go catch their own food. And
that's
the thing, and I love that you said, and thank you so much, Dr. Parr, that he said it's the lifestyle, the Mediterranean diet, yes, but it's the Mediterranean lifestyle. It involves activity and eating healthy. Together, that's what works the best. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. Stay well.